coming up.
Dictionary definition of a love triangle gone wrong is these three people. It's Mo and it's Colin and it's Caitlin.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. U.S. Marshals are still searching for Caitlin Armstrong. She's the yoga instructor facing a murder charge in connection with the death of 25-year-old Mariah Wilson, a rising professional cyclist who was found shot to death last month in Austin, Texas.
Investigators say Caitlin Marie Armstrong shot and killed professional cyclist Anna Mariah, or Mo Wilson. The motive? An apparent love triangle.
There's now a $5,000 reward for a fugitive suspected of killing a professional cyclist in Austin last month. Caitlin Marie Armstrong is wanted on a first-degree murder charge. Police believe she was jealous that her boyfriend was spending time with his ex and shot her.
She was an awesome woman in sports, and we don't have that often. So it's going to be, she's going to be missed.
I'm joined by reporter Natalie Haddad at KVU in Austin, Texas. Natalie, thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's begin by going back to May, when Mariah, or Mo Wilson, as a lot of people knew her as, was found with multiple gunshot wounds. This is just such a terrible story. And then now we have this just unbelievable search for a woman who's been charged with her murder, and U.S. Marshals are on the hunt. But so far, we haven't heard a whole lot. So let's go back to May 11th, when Mo Wilson was found.
Yes. So Austin police get a call around on Wednesday, May 11th, pretty late in the evening, 10, 11 o'clock. And it's a call from Wilson's roommate. So I use that word loosely, because Mo was actually in town for a race that she was going to be competing in. She's not originally from Texas, but she's in Austin for a race that she's going to compete in. And she arrives to her friend's house, who she's staying with, pretty late. And she spends the day going out to eat and swimming with a friend. The roommate, you know, eventually comes home after she arrives and finds her bleeding and unconscious, or nearly unconscious. EMS medics arrive. They're trying to save Mo, but she's pronounced dead later that night. And according to the affidavit, Wilson was, before, you know, going back to the friend's house for the night, she was with a friend. His name is Colin Strickland. Colin Strickland is, yes, a friend, and she had no romantic relationship with Strickland at the time of her death, but they were at one point romantically involved. He is who Mo spent the day with. They went swimming at a popular swimming hole called Deep Eddie's Pool here in Austin, and then they went to eat, and then Mo came home. And the family of Mo, you know, swears up and down there was no romantic relationship. It was strictly platonic. Colin told law enforcement officials the exact same thing. So pretty innocent and platonic, just day spent together. Also, according to the affidavit, Colin Strickland, his tie to Caitlin Armstrong, she is the accused killer at this point, Mo's killer. The affidavit stated that Colin had lied to Caitlin that day about his whereabouts. So it immediately comes to mind that this is a love triangle gone completely wrong. Dictionary definition of a love triangle gone wrong is these three people. It's Mo and it's Colin and it's Caitlin. And when a friend of Caitlin's is interviewed, and she later tells law enforcement officials that the day that Caitlin found out that Colin had lied about his whereabouts and was with Mo that day and not doing what he told Caitlin he was going to be doing, she became physically upset, was shaking. Fast forward to the evening when the roommate finds Mo. She's bleeding. She's pronounced dead later that night. There's surveillance video of Caitlin's car pulling up to the house that Mo is staying in. Not a whole lot of detail surrounding how Caitlin knew where to find Mo. If she just had always known that maybe she was coming into town because Colin mentioned it, we don't know. We don't know if the friend is that Mo was staying with was a mutual friend to Caitlin and Mo. There's really not a whole lot of detail surrounding that, but we do see surveillance footage of Caitlin's car pulling up to Mo's, to where Mo is staying, and then driving away. Now Caitlin is questioned the night that Mo is found and later dies. Caitlin would not confirm nor deny that she saw Mo the evening of her death. What makes you know, law enforcement immediately suspicious is 2 days later, on May 13th, Caitlin is later seen on surveillance video on that date, essentially fleeing. She is seen going from the Austin airport to LaGuardia Airport in New York City. But that's it. There's no record of her leaving. It's possible she may have used a fake name, but she's at that airport. She arrives there and suddenly she's somewhere in New York. She doesn't, you know, it was just a flight from Austin to New York City, LaGuardia.
But Natalie, before we get into where we are with the search, I want to go back to when Caitlin was brought in. There's this detail of she was brought in on another warrant, and there was an issue with the warrant, right? And that's why they cut her loose that day, more or less, right?
They did. So that's, you know, thanks for bringing that up, because that's a whole different, you know, breakaway subject in and of itself. So when they questioned Caitlin the evening of Mo's death, they bring her in on a misdemeanor, you know, warrant of sorts. And the reason she is released from custody is because her birthday on the warrant is incorrect. I asked the U.S. Marshal's office and reached out to Austin Police Department about this. How does this happen? The U.S. Marshal's office could not speak on this because it would be an Austin PD issue, and Austin PD never returned my calls or emails. So the birthday was typed incorrectly on the warrant, and because that causes legal discrepancy, she's set free. And then that was May 11th. On May 13th, she's gone.
And presumably has left town back in May, and we have some evidence that she was at LaGuardia, but then facing a murder charge, and then U.S. Marshals, you know, clearly have put out the word that they're looking for her, and there's a reward too, right?
Yes. So she arrives in LaGuardia Airport in New York City between May 13th and May 18th. We don't know where she is. May 18th, though, is kind of where this it's a plot twist, because she is seen on surveillance camera arriving to New Jersey's Newark Airport. However, there's no record of her flying out of that airport either. It's U.S. Marshal's office say it's possible she left with a fake ID under a fictitious name, or maybe she was trying to be deceptive and she arrived at Newark Airport from one mode of transportation and then left with a different mode of transportation. Now, the U.S. Marshal's office did tell me that they do know how she arrived, whether that was an Uber, a Lyft, a taxi, whatever, a friend, whatever. They know how she got there. They could not share that information with me. But the mystery is, where is she now? Because she didn't fly out of Newark under Caitlin Armstrong, and she isn't seen elsewhere on surveillance footage leaving the airport. She's likely not camping out at the airport. She would have been found by now, I would assume. But that's the mystery now. And now there is a $5,000 reward for any information leading to her arrest.
You know, we cover various stories about suspects who are on the run and being sought after. And some people, you know, you get the feeling that, well, maybe, or the sense that they've got the ability to do something like that. You know, you never really know, but for her to be able to do this is astounding.
It is, because I think, you know, stereotyping here, you think yoga teacher, and I think the first word that comes to mind is zen and centered and calm. But Caitlin Armstrong was clearly not calm. So a little, you know, a little bit of a backstory between this love triangle here, and one that's definitely worth mentioning. Some notes here is that Caitlin Armstrong and Colin Strickland have this on again, off again romantic relationship. And then when she finds out that Mo is in the picture, even for a brief amount of time while Colin and Caitlin are not together, Caitlin is a different person described by her friend to law enforcement. She's angry at the thought of Mo, her body like starts to shake with anger at the thought of Mo and Colin. And Colin lied to Caitlin that day on May 13th about his whereabouts. Details are fuzzy on what he told her that what he was actually doing. But we do know that he told her that his phone was dead and he would, you know, be with her later. But his phone was likely just turned off while he was with Mo. And so when she found out that they were actually together that day and he had lied about his whereabouts, she got very angry. And so, you know, kind of circles back to what you were saying, that it may have been it came upon her suddenly. You know, the friend describes Caitlin as being angry at the thought of Mo and Colin in the past. And then she finds out that they were together and it's just a messy love triangle. And, you know, now she's on the run and Mo is dead.
And we should mention Mariah Wilson, for anyone who's heard about this case, was, you know, she's typically commonly described as a rising professional cyclist, but she had a lot going on for her at a young age.
Correct. And her family described her as such, you know, as a rising star in the cycling world. It's believed that that's what connected Colin and Mo in the first place. Colin cycles. We have photos of Caitlin also in cycling gear, but we know her predominantly as a yoga teacher. So there was definitely that sport in common between Mo and Colin, maybe not so much between Colin and Caitlin.
Natalie Haddad, we'll wait for word from U.S. Marshals on this case, and hopefully they will catch up with their suspect, Caitlin Armstrong.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks for talking to us. Once again, Natalie Haddad at KVU in Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And be sure to check out our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles, available every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.